I like words. I like words that spell the same word forwards and backwards. Bob, madam, race car. Or make a new word when spelled in reverse. Stressed, desserts. Harpo, Oprah. Meg, Jim. These kinds of words remind me of a reversible jacket. And I like words that are just fun to pronounce. Conundrum. Most people think conundrum means a problem that's on a par with, Houston, we have a conundrum. But I say conundrum has a lighter side. You put your socks on in the morning and the left sock has a hole in it. Do you throw out both socks or just the one with the hole? I love tongue twisters. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Well, if a woodchuck could chuck, a woodchuck would chuck as much wood as a woodchuck would chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood. And a word about type and kind. In my imagination, they used to be best friends. But now the people are saying type and hardly using the word kind in a sentence anymore, kind feels forgotten. Then there are words that sound similar but have different meanings. Picture and pitcher. I call them the twins. They're not identical, but people often get them confused. And one of my favorite word groupings is alliteration. And the way I see it, alliteration is first cousin to tongue twister. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. I enjoy the poetry of words, the tintinnabulation of the bells. And I cringe when I hear words mispronounced. It's didn't, not didn't. And it's not vice versa, it's vice versa. I like words that imitate sounds, and in my head I've created the onomatopoeia family. There's son boom, dad pop, wife whisper, daughter rattle, their cat meow, and pet owl hoo. And sometimes words make me wonder, how big is an iota? Is it smaller than a centella? And how does it compare to a smidge? And how many smidges go into a scooch? Words are the tools of radio, and I love listening to radio because I hear familiar and unfamiliar words brought together by the host to make sentences that entertain us, express our opinion, or make us think.